Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Monday. It's the fourth day of December 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. That's after the nice lady comes on the line. I kind of missed that part. Anyway, that's 667-770-1530. Nice lady comes on the line and asks you for the conference room. Go 220029 and then the pound sign. And, of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 35 and showers. I mean, it's been raining for 2 days, and there's a big storm coming through here, and I'm glad it's rain instead of snow. It'd be 3 feet deep by now, but at any rate, we're going to run through this, and we'll be back, and pretty interesting what occurred over the weekend, huh?
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. You know, Friday, it was, we talked about Charles Schwab, Klaus Schwab, turning up the knob as he'd promised to do. And we saw the attempted change of the so-called alternate media to be the alternate mainstream fucking media, which it is. And we outed so many shills, so many blatant fucking attempts at fucking shilling by the fucking the new mainstream opposition that, I think we fucking heard him. Because, man, today, there's more articles up here than I can fucking count. And we're back to the same old fucking shit. I think that King Chuck called him up and said, man, you overplayed our hand. You turned that fucking knob back down there and two notches lower because this is unbelievable. It's like being at a high stakes game, where the stakes are our freedom and liberty. And Schwab was so arrogant, he thought he could turn his fucking whole card and the game was over. He turned that fucking card. I think they lost subscribers. I think they lost donations. I think that they're in a fucking panic. And that, inundated us with a zillion fucking articles. And every one of them is fucking trying to show that we're totally against some people that we were for Friday. We're totally against them. And yeah, people aren't dying of fucking, getting heart problems from the fucking vaccine because they're obese or because they're fucking not eating right or what might have you. You know, this is like I said, like two notches back further. But those swab, he figures he'll fucking inundate us with this. He probably didn't even think that nobody was going to mention it today. I'm mentioning it. I saw the fucking card. Everybody at the table saw the card, swab. And you can't, we ain't going to unsee it. Every time when we're ripping your fucking articles apart, we're going to bring up the fucking card you tried to play. And it's not going to fucking go away. You are one dumb son of a bitch. And like I said, King Chuck, well, you're one dumb son of a bitch too. I mean, fuck, I'm laughing at you. What a fucking stupid move. And it didn't work. You can tell it didn't work. Anyway, we'll start down this. White House says money for Ukraine is desperately needed. Now, before that, we were looking at yachts like about last Thursday. And, you know, they showing us, or maybe it was Wednesday, we showed them shots. They're buying houses. They're buying. They're fucking living the high life while our people are living under freeway underpasses and their kids going hungry in the fucking cold. And then Friday came and everything was just fucking... It was mainstream, man. It was like watching fucking Fox. And now we're back again. And they're going to, this is, oh, the people's voice. There's one of the, we call the fucking shill for what, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was a blatant fucking shill, wasn't it? You're never going to recover from this because we're going to keep bringing up that fucking card we saw. You laid it on the fucking table. You picked it up as fast as you could. And you think that if you just fucking inundate us with this goddamn, with more truth. I mean, I don't see today. I read every fucking article and I listened to every fucking video. And there's, you know, the vaccine's still in there. It ain't no fucking vaccine. It's a biological kill agent. You know, all their fucking buzzwords, you know, like the, and not saying it's a genocide in fucking Israel, calling it a war and all this fucking shit that they tried on Friday that they thought they were going to change the fucking narrative on a people that were fucking weirdly. Hey, buddy, we won't know what's on the fucking table. We're looking at the fucking cards. You turned that card, and we ain't never going to fucking forget it. We ain't never going to let nobody else fucking forget it. The Biden, this is from Naima Harris, the People's Voice. Remember what they, how they fucked us on Friday? Remember how they fucking showed what they really were? Let's see what they got to say today. The Biden administration is desperately trying to release funds to help Ukraine's military in the conflict with Russia. White House National Security Counselor Coordinator John Kirby has said, continue. Appearing on Sunday ABC News, Kirby was asked whether Biden would give into the demands by Republicans who insisted that $106 billion national security supplement. We've already did the goddamn supplement, haven't we? I mean, we haven't had a budget in how fucking long. National security supplement? $106 fucking billion? You're kidding me. Security supplement request for Ukraine and Israel. Not for our fucking people living out in the goddamn cold. Not for their kids going hungry. For these fucking goddamn kikes and the fucking Khazars. That's who it's fucking for. Supplemental request for Ukraine and Israel will be conditioned on a security spending boost for the U.S.-Mexican border. What, you need more people down there so you can pump the cocksuckers in faster? That's all you've ever done? That's what the money's spent on? May you buy more fucking goddamn airplane tickets to fly them in, more fucking bus tickets to bring them in, and then, of course, they got to have fucking thousands handed to them when they cross the fucking border because that's why they're coming, the free fucking Walmart. Well, free fucking Walmart's about to fucking shut down, people. RT reports Kirby declined to answer the question, saying he won't get ahead of the president's decision-making shit. Instead, he again has stressed the importance of the stalled aid package. I'll tell you in that supplemental request that we put forward, yep, there's money for Ukraine, which we desperately need. God, he's already got another yacht picked out, or maybe another home, mansion. I don't want to call it a home. Mansion in Spain picked out. Man, God damn it, could you hurry up? I need that mansion to go along with my two fucking yachts. Two mansions, two yachts. You know how it works? There's money for Israel. Well, of course there is. Israel's richer than we are, but God damn it. I mean, well, they're... they're the fucking, we're their colony, right? Israeli colony, that's what's here. I mean, fucking, that's our masters. Until we get rid of the son of a bitches, until you fucking Zio fucking, and what do you get called, goddamn, Judeo-Christians get to pay your comeuppance, because you're going to fucking pay them, you motherfuckers. I see, you know, it was a big push. They've been, like, on the commercials on the TV I watched. Fuck, every commercial is like trying to, Israel's good. Israel's good people. They're poor Israel. Israel is, we're not buying it. We done seen the card. We done seen your whole card, motherfucker. We know what the game's up on you. You're losing. You're losing really fucking bad. I got to believe that there is mayhem going on across this country. These motherfuckers are doing some really stupid fucking things, and I'm glad. I'm laughing at your superior intellect there, Klaus Schwab. There's also money for border security. That is funny. That's for airplane tickets and goddamn to hand over thousands to goddamn the invaders and take them anywhere in the United States they want to be. He explained, according to Kirby, an immigration reform plan, oh, wow, was put forward on day one of this administration. However, the Republican-led Congress basically ignored it. So we do got propaganda going there, because there's an election coming up. They got to keep pushing that in. But they're not, think how they pushed it in the past by this time of year. I mean, there's not going to be no election. Anybody stupid, I don't think there's, well, there's probably a handful. There's Trump tards and there's fucking the goddamn transvestites and a few goofy people left out there. But I don't think there's enough for a fucking election. People know better. They're not electing no fucking buddy. And they're not electing, hell, sure as hell not electing nobody that's going to represent them. However, the Republican-led Congress, shit, basically ignored it. Oh, glitz, the public from a boat, evicted. They ain't doing that. They're good. If lawmakers are serious about immigration reform, they ought to take that proposal up by the president. What immigration reform? They had the goddamn fucking policies, and that's why they're not being enforced, because they're just policies. They're on the fucking books that if they had, were enforced for so many fucking years. And fucking, I mean, it didn't stop all the fucking invasion, but it didn't open the goddamn borders and say every motherfucker that wants to come in here, especially you fighting age men, jump on a train and come on in and we'll hand you fucking thousands when you come to the door. We'll give you a fucking $700 a day motel room, food, any fucking thing you fucking want. Didn't do that, did it? But they, I mean, these policies were already in fucking place and they have not been enforced. So what the fuck if you, I mean, so this is going to be a campaign promise. We're going to, what the hell did they say here? They also passed a supplemental request for the major budget proposal by the lawmakers are serious about immigration. Oh, they're serious people. They're serious, like fucking old Trumpy was serious about throwing every one of them out. Ending DACA on the first day. They're serious about immigration reform. How fucking, I mean, well, I guess you could just completely open the fucking borders and make it a crime to try to stop the fucking invasion of your country. That, and then, well, even if they did make a law that fucking tried to cut back on it, somebody'd have to enforce it, wouldn't they? I mean, with the law, I mean, not the laws, but the policies, they can't make fucking laws like that to give our goddamn country away in no, and not even small bits or big bits or any way at all. But it's not being enforced by the fucking, well, what branch is supposed to, executive, that's right. The executive is supposed to enforce that. And the executive said, we're not going to enforce it. In fact, I'm going to write executive orders that I can't write. I'm going to legislate. I'm going to legislate and hand your fucking country over to these third world motherfuckers and tell them if they come and take it from you, they can have it, because we want third world motherfuckers in here, because they showed in their own country that they would fucking get down on their goddamn knees and grovel for anything. So they're getting some goodies for goddamn sure. Are serious about immigration reform. They ought to take that proposal by the president. They also ought to pass our supplemental requests. All four of the major buckets, they're calling them major buckets, really? Is that like a trough where a pig fucking, you know, feeds in here, which also includes money for the Indo-Pacific, is important to our national security. Fuck, what's important to our national security, you son of a bitch, is our people not freezing to death and starving to death in the fucking snow. What's important, what you better see as important is how fucking armed we are and how you, what you've done to us, how you've broken our fucking laws is what you better be looking at for national security, for goddamn criminal fucking mafia security, because that's all in the fuck it is. You are illegitimate. It's easily fucking proven. You are in gross violation of the law of December 15, 1791, the people's fucking law, the only law ever ratified by the representatives of the people in this fucking land. And we are the fucking supreme, superior, absolute goddamn jurisdictional authority in this country. You better start thinking about that. Because that wind, that goddamn wind of truce went up to about 150 miles an hour, and if Klaus Schwab had any hair, would have blew it off. He said, Kirby urged Congress to act immediately to resolve the military aid deadlock. You more money for these industrial war complex motherfucking Jew cocksuckers, and that's all that you're talking about here. While our people go fucking hungry, while our people don't have homes in their own country, when foreigners are coming in and buying up our fucking growing lands. We think we're stupid. We're at that table. We saw your cards. We know what you're going to try, and you ain't going to fucking do it. The administration has been struggling to push through the $106 billion aid package, $106 fucking billion. You know, they just throw that number out, $106 billion. You know how much fucking money that is? You know how the economies of most countries aren't fucking close to that? And package, I mean, we're spending fucking damn $1 trillion a year on fucking, well, being the goddamn world's got, well, being an empire, I guess, billion aid packs. Package since early October, largely due to opposition from Republican hardliners. Vote me back into office. I'm a Republican hardliner. Tomorrow I'll be a goddamn Jewish ass kisser, but today I'm a Republican hardliner. And we're going to see some reform here, people. We're going to see some change. So you go vote. You go and exercise your right, because you got a right. I love that voting. I'm a vote. Who are resisting further funding for Kiev? Now, why would they do that? I mean, God damn it, he needs that. Fuck, he's got two yachts. He's got a house in Spain. He wants another fucking house in Spain. Two yachts, two fucking mansions. Let's not call them fucking houses. We live in houses. They live in mansions. But, I mean, God, it all fits together. Maybe they paint him the same color. The Biden administration has provided Ukraine with more than $76 billion in military and other assistance since the start of the conflict between Moscow and Kiev. At least you're not calling it a fucking war, because it ain't. It's all been a fucking con, just like COVID. In February 2022, however, the flow of money has recently dried up. Yeah, tell me about it. Tell the American fucking people about it. Coming up on Christmas in this shithole. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who visited Kiev last month, could only announce a new arms and ammunition package worth all I can give you right now is $100 million. That ain't gonna deal. I could probably give him $100 million, they'll hold that fucking mansion, but I need the billions, buddy. Don't be fucking around. You're talking about, you represent us, you son of a bitch. You're part of the a corporate fucking mafia, and we're both fucking high masons. You bring me my fucking money. And that's the goddamn truth. Look at this prick. Inflation. Hey, people, did you know inflation is our fault? And other self-loathing liberal lies. Now, see, and here we are. Who's doing this fucking Zero Hedge? We outed you on Friday, too, didn't we? What, did your subscriptions go down? Your donations go down? Did people unsubscribe to your fucking goddamn shill asses, huh? Is that what happened? Inflation is your fault and other self-loathing liberal lies. We're going to play the political game with you. There is no left. There is no right. There is no liberals. There are no conservatives. There's none of that shit. There's either law or there isn't. And the problem now is there's no fucking law. And the reason there is no fucking law is because the people are derelict in their duty to enforce the fucking law. Plain and simple. Anyway, this is from, God, Koth, the Raven, Zero Hedge. Hell hath no fury like New York City limousine liberal full of self-guilt, self-guilt, ready to submit their overlords in the government and media, even if it means blaming themselves and everybody else for problems that have absolutely nothing to do with them. Now, people, goddammit, think back 30, 40 fucking years. Now, things changed. We were doing fine. I mean, we were fucking slaves. And we too stupid to know it. We didn't know our fucking rights. We didn't know what the plan was. We didn't know what the long-range plan was. But God damn it. I mean, we're in a pit of hell. And it just, one election after another election, worse and worse and worse, almost like they were passing the baton, almost like they shit through the same hole, isn't it? But rather than try to deal with the mindset of those malleable enough to walk around expecting blame for accepting blame for problems others have created, I wanted to write this article to go right to the source. And you know, Schwab, man, I bet he really came down and said, we got to kick this shit back, man. They got us. They fucking nailed us. We're tagged. We ain't forgetting that fucking card, dude. We all seen it. This weekend, that source was The Atlantic. Yes, the same publication that got down on its hands and knees and begged us for COVID amnesty after being part of the parcel with an authoritarian group of psychopaths who were happy to absorb or abscond when the civil rights of everybody around them utterly now wants to blame us, everyday Americans, for the inflation. Well, of course, it's our fucking fault. And it really is, because we should have wiped these motherfuckers out a long generations ago. So it is our fucking fault because we do allow it. And we don't have to. How do I know this? They wrote a fucking article called Inflation is Your Fault, and titled it in all capital letters in the douchest sheriff front they could find. Douchest. I don't know. The article subtly written in the same prestigious style that suggested in it's some type of peer-reviewed scientific revelation is, if people are so mad about high prices, why do they keep buying so many expensive things? You mean like groceries? Why do we keep buying? I don't know no fucking body that's buying anything. They barely can buy their goddamn groceries. And you keep raising them. Last month, I don't give a shit what these motherfuckers said, they raised everything, doubled it again. And anybody that's been out there, if you ain't rich, you fucking saw it. You felt it. The irony here is widespread. First off, fucking everything is expensive. No fucking shit, buddy. So you see how they're coming out and they're trying to be more like, oh, man, fuck. Like they, not like we saw Friday, huh? Nah. We got to forget about that card we saw. You know, we got to back this shit up. Our roots aren't deep, and that wind is blowing 150 fucking miles an hour. So the answer to the question is, if people are so mad about high prices, why do they keep buying so many expensive things? You mean like fucking food? Could be anything. It could be because people need to wipe their ass with something. It could be because people need bread to eat. It could be because they need to put gas in their car. It could be because they need laundry detergent or a winter jacket. All of these are expensive things nowadays. Yes, they are. And for the fucking guy, everybody but the fucking elite. I mean, how dare you? You knew this is what they were going to do anyway. I mean, it ain't like this is fucking some kind of revelation. Of course they're going to blame it on you. It's all your fucking fault, useless eater. You're not producing enough to fucking so that I can pile 2 feet on my fucking mountain of fucking gold every day. And you want to fucking eat on top of it, you son of a bitch. And you want your little kid to have a fucking coat? Well, because you're living under that underpass. But I don't give a fuck if your kid eats or they really don't. They don't give a fuck if your kid eats, if your kid freezes to death, unless they've got something in it for them, like fucking poking them with fucking shots that'll kill them, or fucking cutting little dicks off of little boys and sewing them on little girls. A fancy typeface can only cover up so much insane lobotomized bullshit and the print over at the Atlantic has done about as much as heavy lifting as it possibly can. Third off, I can't think of anybody less qualified to offer commentary on the state of financial world than people on the left. See, left, that left, right. See, you're still there, you fucking shill, people's voice. You're fucking shills. You're not fucking reporting and letting people make up their own minds. You're pushing a fucking agenda. We know the difference. We saw the card. You come back and you go, say fuck a couple of times and you're one of us. No, you're not. You son of a bitches are going to be tried along with the rest of the goddamn propagandists. Get that through your fucking head. On the aisle, sure, but Republicans contribute to our current inflationary crisis by helping unleash trillions of dollars in new money during COVID, but the Biden administration has also unleashing trillions. I mean, so wait a minute. Didn't you give $3.2 trillion of that to the goddamn elites that made fucking record profits from 2008 when they did the derivatives bubble fucking fraud and they should have been shot? Didn't you give them $3.2 trillion fucking dollars, Republicans? Like I said, they're both shit through the same hole. They're the same motherfuckers. They're goddamn Israeli ass suckers and they fucking belong to the Israelis. Of dollars and new money during COVID, but the Biden administration has also, over the course of the last 4 years, run the U.S. national debt up to, it's like $33 trillion, people. That's what it is. We are at the bottom. There's just so many, man. The CDC releases woman from new vaccine guidance now uses gender-neutral pregnant people. She's a pregnant person. Yeah. No, you ain't going to separate fucking pregnancy from a woman, you motherfucker. You see a man shit a kid out. Any man. I don't know. They might sew the shit up in there and put some kind of weird shit inside. I don't know. EU rolls out mandatory health passports for all citizens. Unvaxxed will be excluded from society. Blah, blah, blah. Heard it 100 fucking times. Try it here. You get fucking shot. We're sick of your fucking sorry fucking asses. We've seen your fucking hole card, and we're ready to play. Former Tiwatu Aura worker Barry Young appears in court accused of illegally accessing vaccine database. And again, here we go playing the fucking game. Do we know what happened? Yes, COVID-19 never existed. It was used as a black ops operation to fucking try and fucking usurp the fucking authority of the people. To violate the fucking superior absolute law of the United States of America and fucking, which is the law of December 15, 1791, and get the fuck away with it. They removed our common law courts first before they started this. Never forget that. Why? Because we would already have been hanging the son of a bitches. That's why. And you know, that corporation can't hand us back our fucking courts. We have to put them back in place ourselves. And when they have to exercise that right, that absolute right to that common law, to that supreme superior jurisdiction that belongs to the end of fucking individual, and we need to start fucking taking these fuckers to task. Aura, vaccination data online, continue reading. The fools on Capitol Hill, Washington is run by Israel's proxies. Where in the hell did that go? Somebody discovered uranium, people. We're going to take a break and we're going to look at this fucking uranium and see what it looks like. We'll be right back.
Be a whole lot of love. You can't Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Just a regular guy doing the best you can. Sometimes it just ain't enough fitting to the plan. Always wondering what else is out there, what you want to do. I get the feeling more and more now I've been made the fool. They take you wrong, they call you names, say you don't even try. Back in the summer, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. And I don't remember what it is they done to me. Too many mornings with the glass of whiskey. Won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can work your life away, never be a man. Oh, hold your head up high, knock it off your chest. Too many mornings in the
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations. No donations. Why do I do that? We've got so many years, I suppose. Your contributions are appreciated, needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific time, and that, of course, was Hogjaw was Swamp. You listen to there at the break, and we're going to pop back over and see what else. Goddamn. Like I said, from Friday to today, I know what I saw. I know what you fuckers are losing. I bet there is mayhem going on across this goddamn country. You think they're going to tell us? Fools on Capitol Hill. Washington is run by Israel proxies. Well, you know, fuck, I really, it was a better one. This is by Philip Garlady. UNZ, whatever the fuck that is. Americans remain largely ignorant about the extent to which foreign influence pervades the United States government, and I am not referring to fraudulent claims made by Hillary Clinton that Russia has infiltrated militarily in U.S. elections. Man, they're telling us someday. Boy, man, look what they're telling us. How long have we known this, people? Jesus. I knew this before I ever started doing fucking the trenches. I know that for goddamn sure. The real threat comes from elsewhere. Few outside the government itself are likely to be aware of the extent to which the state of Israel and its domestic affiliated lobby operating out of Washington and New York have corrupted the United States political system to the point to where nurturing and enabling the Jewish state in its ambitions to dominate much of the Middle East has become effectively U.S. policy as the exchange. Oh, did you fucking act like this is a, remember the fucking Liberty? They act like this is just something that just started happening. We're not fucking buying it. We saw your whole card, asshole. We've known this shit for goddamn since the beginning of this site. As the exchanges surrounding the recent fighting in Gaza, it's not fighting, it's fucking genocide. 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 Goebbels, you can't change it. And you fucked up, fucking Klaus Schwab. You threw that card on the fucking table. Everybody's seen that motherfucker. Gaza rightfully referred to as a war crime. It's a war crime. No, it's called fucking genocide. An ethnic cleansing, no Jenna fucking side. Perhaps even the first steps of planned genocide. Is that what you fucking call it when you fucking blow a pregnant woman up and they deliver her baby from her pregnant fucking body? When you blow up her fucking house, you fucking scumbags. You fucking soulless fucking pieces of shit. Demonstrate that even when the United States' genuine interest at stake, Israel believes itself empowered to say no. Well, they do. They tell you, fuck you, U.S., you goyim. You know what, Netanyahu, you're another one that's fucking, you think a whole lot more of yourself than what you are, you son of a bitch. To the president of the United States, he said no to the president of the United States. Wow. That must make him, the president of the United States, a fucking Netanyahu ass sucker then, right? The assault on Gaza, no, it's not an assault. It's fucking goddamn genocide. See, you fucking goddamn shills, we're going to keep on you. Genocide, genocide. Try to play that card again, Swab. We need you to. You're fucking finished. You guys are losing this shit, and you know it. And the ongoing killing of tens of thousands of Palestinians, Palestinians. Could be genocide. It's getting to the point. It might be genocide. Fuck you. Started again on Friday after a week-long pause for hostage prisoner exchange. It will continue, and Washington is complicit in the deaths. The goddamn international corporate mafia, which has nothing to do with the individual free sovereign nationals of this fucking country. Are we fucking responsible for stealing from us without due process of law our wealth and handing it over to these fucking butchers known as fucking goddamn Israeli Zionist pig shit eating motherfucking kikes? How about that? Deaths as it has politically shielded Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, no matter what it does, while also arming and funding Israeli actions. Not actions, genocide. aiding genocide, motherfuckers. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon once said that we, the Jewish people, control America indeed. Yes, by God. You see what I'm saying here? We know this. We know what you're. We know who you are. We know what you are. The world knows who you are and what you are. You motherfuckers are going to get wiped out. That's what's going to fucking happen here. The people have had it with your asses. The Israeli dominance of the foods on the hill in D.C. has been carefully cultivated, and sustained. One prime example is the regular rush to the Israeli door whenever Congress is in recess. It is not widely reported how large gaggles of congressmen, usually drawn in separate groups from each major party, travel to Israel on an all-expense-paid trip where they are wined and dined and subjected to round after round of presentations that drill into their otherwise empty heads. No, you're trying to make this seem like this is fucking something that they've just fucking worked out. This has been going on for fucking ever since 1948, you motherfuckers. And don't forget the goddamn liberty. That was an act of fucking open war against the American fucking people. You son of a bitches. Heads all of the virtues of Israel and what it represents. What does Israel represent? A fucking genocide. They're committing fucking genocide against the Palestinian people, blowing up fucking pregnant women so their babies are delivered from their dead fucking bodies. You sick in the head son of a bitches need to be taken out back of the shit house and shot in the back of the head with a 22 fucking short. That's what you fucking need, you fucking dogs. This is propaganda combined with indoctrination at its finest, with many facts presented by the speaker conveniently fabricated to support Israel's perpetual victimhood. When this, again, what of this did we not, have we not known for fucking years, people? And they, but this is what they see. That's why I'm telling you, they're throwing so much shit. We're going to go over just all the headlines. And to hide the fact that Israel is strategically is a strategic liability for the U.S. rather than an actual ally or asset. No, nor is it a democracy. It is a formula for the simulation and lying that worked with the Jewish officials in Pentagon under George W. Bush to provoke a war against Saddam Hussein that killed 1 million Iraqis and cost the U.S. taxpayers nearly $2 trillion. You know, you got to put that money in there. What about the million Iraqis? Genocide! So you got the fucking idea. They got the idea that they can fucking kill fucking men, women, little children who have nothing to fucking do with it. Just murder! And that's all right because they have the big attack dog from fucking in the United States, these fucking goddamn cocksucking, well, they've got all their people in the key fucking positions. They got a picture of them out here. Americans remain largely ignorant about the extent. You got a picture of them out here. Go look on the fucking site. Here's why the Gaza Strip looks like it was nuked. And it does look like it was fucking nuked because, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to tear it down. And they said they were going to level it. And then they come in with the bulldozers, and then they'll fucking settle it because this is fucking conquest. This is fucking genocidal conquest. You kill the fucking people that live there, and then you build another fucking goddamn state where their fucking state used to be. Got it? Who is responsible for the COVID vaccine? And it shows this whole list of fucking names. CDC director, Mandy K. Cohen, Jewish. And it shows, I mean, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. And what do they all have in common at the last word there? Jewish, 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 Jewish. And like we didn't fucking know that. But see, this is they're trying to throw our mind off that fucking card that they revealed on Friday to make us forget about that so they can try this fucking game again. You then lost the game, dumbasses. Australian Senator Malcolm Roberts claims the COVID-19 pandemic was planned for decades before it was unleashed on the world, allowing governments to control their people. Now, what's wrong with that fucking statement? COVID-19 never existed. How about the COVID-19 fucking false flag operation? Why don't you call it that, you son of a bitch? See, this is the subtle propaganda. This is the alternate fucking propaganda for the mainstream fucking propaganda. This is the controlled opposition, and they still remain as such. They got their $1 million sets, man. What would we do with a fucking $1 million, man? Think about that. These people have hundreds of millions of fucking dollars. We have fucking $500 worth of shit here we're fighting with, fighting for the fucking Bill of Rights, the only goddamn way out of this fucking mess. UK government warns of explosion in turbo cancers following jab rollout. No fucking shit. We're back to fucking what they were doing before, aren't we? NATO chief, West South should brace for more bad news from Ukraine. Yeah, they're losing the fucking war. We need to pump more money. Why? They're going to lose the war, but they'll kill more Russians. More people will be killed. And that's what really fucking counts here, isn't it? Israel, Gaza war. Alive, hundreds killed in last 24 hours in Israeli strikes. And what's wrong with that headline? Who is this by? Al Jazeera? Really? Israeli Gaza war? I don't fucking think so. I think Israeli genocide on the fucking Palestinians in Gaza would have been the headline, wouldn't it? How much you getting, motherfuckers? This is the one I was looking for. King Charles demands U.S. pay trillion in taxes to World Economic Forum every year to fight climate change. What? Here we go. This is by Baxter Dimitri, the people's voice again. See, boy, they're not shills today. Friday, they were fucking sucking ass and fucking goddamn. They were like Fox News. But that all changed. We saw the whole card, and fucking Klaus Schwab got a call from the fucking King Chuck saying, you fucking better fix this. Too late, Chuck. Nobody's going to forget the card. Britain's King Charles demanded. Ooh. Last time one of your kings demanded something from us, we fucking blew their fucking shot. Well, we didn't shoot them because them cowardly fuckers had never come to fight you. Would you, Chucky? Or your fucking cunt brother? Demanded that U.S. taxpayers cough up trillions of dollars per year to pay Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, and other globalist organizations to fight climate change and reach a zero. Fuck you. Come demand it from me, you fucking punk. You are such a fucking punk. And I was looking for it because if I go back, I'll probably get to see it. Let me go back just a second. But they show a picture of the son of a bitch. And every time you see them, it ain't like that figurehead when you had the parliaments and everybody believed that left-right shit in fucking goddamn Britain. This fucker's sitting on the throne with his goddamn robe on, his fucking goddamn crown on. And he said, I mean, this motherfucker is an acting monarch right in your face. How can you stand that Britain? Why do you stand that Britain? It's the 21st fucking century. That piece of fucking goddamn Masonic shit was not fucking ordained by God. You got that? Remember this clip we had? I mean, the video we had of the Masonic, the Masons, and where all the master Masons in England strolling by the king's fucking throne. Do you remember that? And he's sitting there in his goddamn clothes like he's a monarch. Hey, you know what? Monarchs get fucking hung. They get their heads fucking chopped off, don't they? King Charles III delivered the speech at the opening Creamon of the COP28 summit in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. According to Charles, the global elite require at least $4.5 to $5 trillion per year to drive the green transformation, achieve the United Nations sustainable development goals, and reach net zero. Well, fuck you. You ain't getting it from me. You ain't getting it from my fucking people. When we get a hold of our nuclear arsenal, you motherfucker, if your own people don't have the fucking balls to fucking take your fucking ass out, you can bet you're going to have a war with America this time on your fucking soil, you cocksucker. We will remove your fucking ass and every corporate fucking mafia motherfucker on this planet. In 2023 United Nations Climate Change Conference, also known as the Conference of the Parties of the UNFCCC, COP28, fuck you, started this week and is being attended by luminaries from various global organizations. Yeah, non-governmental organization. And Keen Chuck, you don't got a fucking thing to say about what we do here in America. I thought we already fucking hashed that out. But maybe we need to hash it out with you again. Won't you sing your motherfucking boys over here and see if they can collect that fucking money? What are you motherfucking punk fucking goddamn? Britain's going to come over here and fucking fight us for this fucking money, aren't you? You sure as hell won't take out a goddamn monarch. You ain't got the balls. You'd rather live as a fucking goddamn servant. You'd rather live as what the hell am I saying here? American, a subject. That's what you fucking are. He's your goddamn sovereign. You don't own the clothes on your back. You don't own your wife. If the king wants them, you hand them over, you fucking punks. Can't take out a fucking puny piece of shit like that. Are your own people fucking would turn, try to fight for that piece of fucking shit? Really? You really save their shit? Do you wipe their fucking asses? I know you pay them a yearly tribute. I mean, billions of dollars they get fucking paid. The people have to pay these dirty cocksuckers like this fucking King Chuck. Are you people that fucking backward or just cowardly? You take that motherfucker out. Or we'll fucking have, if we have to come over there, you get in our fucking way. We'll fucking level you. We will destroy you. We have the largest army to ever exist on this goddamn excuse me. They ever exist on this goddamn planet, and we're fucking well fucking armed. We'll fucking wipe your ass out. If you can't take your trash out, we'll fucking take you out with it. Aimed at elevating the advancements made under the Paris Agreement. I didn't agree to shit. Show me my signature. Get the fuck away from me. I'm an individual free sovereign national motherfucker. During the opening ceremony on Friday, King Charles III delivered a keynote address to his fucking peons. To you people that bow to his feet. Can you kiss his feet? Oh, the king. You people are disgusting. 28 years ago, I was most touched to be asked to speak at the opening COP21 in Paris, which, of course, accumulated in the Paris Agreement, Charles III said, COP28. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're just another asshole. You put your pants on one leg at a time, faced with me, I would beat you into the fucking ground, I'd stomp you into a goddamn puddle of blood, and you'd be dead. And that goes for all of you over there. Who will stand with their fucking people, and who will stand with the fucking monarchy so you can be a subject? No fucking will of your own. Living at the leave of your fucking king. And now he's dressing the part now, isn't he? No fucking delusion about him being a figurehead. Or they're being fucking actually party. Your phone. You had a phony left, right, too, didn't you? It's all shitting through the same hole. But now the king's come up in his robes, and he's declaring himself the fucking monarch, and that makes you a fucking goddamn subject. That means you don't own yourself. He owns you. He owns your children. And if the sick son of a bitch wants to take him and fucking abuse him, well, that's just tough titty, buddy. Anyway, let's look at. I want to look at some more. See what else headlines there were. Go look at the picture of this cocksucker. I fucking love to attack you, you fucking piece of shit. You nobody, motherfucking wimp, weak motherfucker. That's why the kings always were. They were just weak, the weakest of the weak. Oh, but you're a fucking the highest mason of the highest masons, aren't you, you son of a bitch? Look at the gold he's wearing. How many of your people over there are starving, goddamn Britain, and you're allowing this shit? You allow it like we do. There's no fucking excuse for it. Human chop shop discovered in Phoenix, Arizona, selling human body parts. Now there's a fucking goddamn, no. This is a fucking video. You have to go over to the site to look at it. Breaking, congressman confirms all January 6th committee deposition tapes they're gone. They're missing. Whoops, daisy, we lost. Fuck. Think about that. What can you say? Foreign-born U.S. population tops 49 million in 2023, beating census predictions by 10 years study. You know, you keep fucking around and you'll outnumber your fucking ass, and then pretty soon they'll fucking take you because you fucking just sat there on your fucking ass and polished your fucking gun. Well, I guess I shouldn't be so hard on the fucking Brits, should I? Because which just as bad, we have a corporate fucking monarch too, don't we? A corporate fucking mafia monarch, just like what fucking that goddamn son of a bitch Chuck is. What's this in World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab openly brags about infiltrating governments of the world. And he does. I mean, in this video, and then after this, halfway through this video, then it jumps over to another video where somebody's asking about it in one of the parliaments, I guess. And they go, well, we have to stop this. No, we're not going to talk about it. And as this Charles Schwab, you are a piece of fucking dog. God, I look at your ass and fucking man, you're going to fucking control me. You're going to try and hire somebody to do it. Who wants to die for this motherfucker? Come on by. I'm home. Six residents, towers completely destroyed. They heard a Hamas member once lived there. Oh, really? They heard a Hamas once lived there. So we're going to blow up. I mean, you look at, watch this video. And they're blowing up apartment buildings and shit. I mean, they're killing people. They're blowing up their fucking homes. You know, those homes that got goddamn kids. There's enough stuff here that I could do this for a fucking week. But at any rate, I'm sick of this shit for the day. So we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, hey, you know what? Don't forget, we saw that card. We saw it. And you no matter what you do, that plan's down the drain. And the wind of fucking goddamn truth, the wind of fucking goddamn fact is blowing 150 fucking miles an hour, and we're coming for your asses, you son of a bitches. That is The Word from the Trenches.